Today's sermon is about the nothing times of life. All of us go through seasons of drought, seasons of barrenness, seasons that I'm calling from the text of nothingness. And what we learn from Elijah today, nothing time is not quitting time. Barren seasons in times of absolutely nothing, it's not the time you turn back on God and say, man, I'm seeing nothing, I'm feeling nothing, I'm hearing nothing, I'm quitting. In times of nothing, what we learn from Elijah, it's the time to keep on praying. It's the time to keep on believing. It's the time to keep on trusting God, because in seasons of nothing, and all of us will have seasons of nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much education you have. It doesn't matter how spiritual you are. You will go through a season or seasons of barrenness and nothing. But in those seasons of barrenness and nothing, if you will just persevere, if you will stay faithful, God in your nothing will send you divine something. And that's what we find from Elijah today. Three principles to help in seasons of difficulty. Sermon I'm entitling, Something from Nothing. First truth I want you to see. In times of nothing, seek the Lord. In times of nothing, seek the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 18, look at verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. When Elijah goes to the top of the mountain, he's there all by himself. For 3 years, they have been in complete drought. They had lost hope. They had lost vision. They were preparing to die. And Elijah does what all of us should do in times of drought, in times of barrenness. He goes and prays. See, Elijah knew the only way you can survive a season of nothing is by praying to God. He knew that the only way you're ever going to see showers of blessing fall is you have to pray and you have to intercede. Too often we as Christians, in seasons of drought, in seasons of despair, in seasons of discouragement, we poke out our tongue. Not fair. It's not right. I serve God and I'm faithful with God and I read my Bible and what I'm getting out of this is nothing. What we learn from Elijah, when times get tough, it's time to call upon the Lord. It's time to seek Him. Look at verse. He cast himself down upon the earth, put his face between his knees. Now, I was going to demonstrate this for you, but quite honestly, I'm not nimble enough. I'm not agile enough. But he imagined sitting down on this stage, putting his knees up, and putting his head between his knees. That's as close as you're going to get me to doing it. It's a position of travail. It's a position of intercession. It was a painful position. It was a costly position. His body started aching, and he started having cramps. But what he was doing, he was interceding. He was putting one hand up to God. God, we are in the middle of barrenness. God, we are in the middle of drought. And he had his hand to hold up the people of Israel. God, this is what we are experiencing. And he was literally a mediator between God and man. That's what Jesus is for all of us. The great mediator between God and man. That's what intercession is. So in times of barrenness, In times of nothing, what do you need to do? Seek the Lord. You need to pray. You need to intercede. Now, if you look up at verse 41, Elijah tells Ahab, when there's nothing going on, when there's just dust and barrenness and drought, listen to this. Elijah, verse 41, tells Ahab, there is the sound of abundance of rain. Hold on a second. He's seeing nothing. He's feeling nothing. With his physical ears, he's hearing nothing. But he had been communing with the Lord. He had been praying, and the Lord told him, 18 verse 1, it's going to rain. And he knew everything. The fire judgments already fell. So, hey, it's time for it to rain. And he's saying, hey, Ahab, I've been communing with the Lord, and the rain is coming soon. In seasons of despair, in seasons of drought, in seasons of difficulty, you must speak to the unbelievers all around you. Give them hope, because you have been praying, you have been interceding, you have heard from the Lord, and he has a word from you so that you can say, hey, I've heard from the Lord, and there is an abundance of rain on the way. Just hold on. It's about to start pouring. Number one, in times of nothing, seek the Lord. Number two, in times of nothing, he says, submit to the Lord. We're to seek the Lord, but we're to look at verse 43. And Elijah said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he, the servant, went up and looked and said, there is nothing. In times of nothing, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to do what the Lord told us to do. What caused this servant to go up there and look for rain? God, through the prophet, told him, go look. And he obeyed. You say, but in my marriage, we're in a nothing season. At my job, it's just nothing. Hey, in church, pardon me, I'm just not getting anything out of church. Nothing. Hey, I open up my Bible, and I read my Bible, but preacher, pardon my grammar, ain't nothing happening. And I pray, but when I'm praying, I forget where I am, and there's nothing. You know what you're supposed to do? Do what the Lord told you to do. Stay faithful. It was not this young man's responsibility to make it rain. It was, quite honestly, beyond his ability to make it rain. It was not his fault if it didn't rain. All this servant had to do was obey what God told him to do. And you say, well, in my season of nothingness, can't do nothing about it. My mama wouldn't like this sermon because all the double negatives. But you can't do anything about it. And it's beyond your ability to do anything about it. And if it's not your fault, if nothing happens in that season of nothingness, you know what you're supposed to do? Trust and obey. The only way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. It rained because of a servant in a season of nothing. Obeyed. You remember Moses? Come to the Red Sea. Moses didn't have the ability to part that Red Sea. Only a supernatural, all-powerful God could do that. And he did. Remember the axe head with Elijah? Elijah couldn't find that axe head. Only a supernatural, all-powerful God could do that. Remember the bitter waters? Moses couldn't do anything about that. Only an all-powerful, all-powerful, supernatural God can make the bitter water sweet. Remember, they came to the walls of Jericho? They couldn't make those walls fall down flat. Only an all-powerful, supernatural God could do that. Remember, New Testament? The servants, the disciples, they couldn't turn the water to wine. Only an all-powerful God could do that. Remember Lazarus? Mary said it. By now, he stinks. They couldn't bring Lazarus back from the dead. But hold on a second. Before God parted the Red Sea, Moses had to stretch forth the rod. Hey, the bitter waters that God made sweet, Moses had to cut down the tree and throw it in. Hey, the walls that fell down flat, before they fell down flat, they had to walk around those walls every time, one time a day, every day for 7 days. And on the seventh day, they had to walk around seven times. Water to wine. So those servants had to go fill up all of those pitchers with water before all-powerful, supernatural God turned it to wine. How about Lazarus? Before Jesus ever said, Lazarus, come forth. Somebody had to roll the stone away. So it is with you. You say, Pastor, I'm in this season of nothing, and I can't do a thing about it. Seek the Lord. Be faithful to the Lord. You just keep obeying what He told you to do. Keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. Stay faithful to Sunday school. Stay faithful to church. Servant tells Elijah, look at the verse. Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, Sir, there is nothing. And Elijah said, go again. If you look at this in the original, it says seven times. Here's what happened. The servant came back, said, there's nothing. Elijah says, get you some water. And go look again. Now, I don't know how long this journey was. I don't know if it was an eighth of a mile, if it was a quarter of a mile, if it was a half a mile. But here this servant goes up there. I'm seeing nothing. Goes back. Elijah, there's nothing. Elijah says, go look again. Now, if he would have been one of our teenagers in this day and age, he's like, my dad is off his rocker. I just told him there was nothing. He wanted me to go double check, and there's still nothing. Now he wants me to go a third time. I'm going the third time, and there's still going to be nothing. He knew the ditches. He knew the crevices. He knew the potholes. And all he would say, he says, hey, I'm seeing nothing. I'm feeling nothing. I'm tasting nothing because there is nothing. And in those times, what do? You keep trusting. And you keep obeying. Someone has said, insanity is doing the same old thing, expecting different results. Here's what I would say. It depends on who told you to do it. If the Lord told you to do it, it's not insanity. Hold on. Something is on the way. Just stay faithful. You stay reading your Bible. You stay going to church. You stay faithful in your marriage vows. You stay faithful because in your season of nothing, something is going to happen and something is going to show up. The verse 43, look at it again. Nothing. 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 I wonder if it shook Elijah's faith. Elijah didn't know why there was a delay. Elijah didn't know why there was a struggle. Elijah doesn't know why the rain clouds hadn't appeared. Wait a minute, I just prayed and instantaneously, immediately God sent fire down from heaven. I wonder if it challenged Elijah. James tells us he was a man of like passions just like us. He was a guy that thought and felt just like we do. And I'm here to say it did not bother him. In time of drought, in time of suffering, in time of sorrow, in times of hunger and poverty, he stayed faithful because he kept going, telling that boy, go again. Go again. Go again. Go again. I can see him coming back on the sixth time. Elijah, I've tried to be a good servant here, but nothing is happening. There's no clouds in the sky. And I could see the glimmer in old Elijah's eyes. But you don't understand. I've been communing with God. And he says, if we'll be faithful, he's going to send us something. Boy, just go one more time. And some of you have been praying for a spouse. Some of you have been praying for kids. Some of you have been praying for those co-workers at job, and you're ready to just quit and walk away and give up. Can I quote Elijah? Just go one more time. Hey, don't quit. Don't get discouraged. Don't get out in this season of nothing. If you quit, nothing's going to happen. But if you don't quit, something is going to show up in your impossible situation. Number two, submit to the Lord. Number three, they just sang it. Praise the Lord. Satan's a liar. He's manifest his schemes. In the midst of all of it, what do? You praise the Lord. I'm convinced that's what Elijah did in this season. Number three, sing to the Lord in times of nothing. Verse 43, go up now, look toward the sea. He went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. I think if we were to interview old Elijah, Elijah, why are you making this servant keep going back and back and back? I think Elijah would look at you and say, you remember where I've been? I was beside a brook where there was nothing. But every day in the cool of a day, God would send me something. I had to patiently wait and trust on him. Hey, God provided by the brook. And then God sent me to the widow's house, where in that barrel we had nothing. But every day God provided just enough for us to have something. Hey, and then her son died, and she really had nothing, but God, but I prayed, and God gave this widow woman back her something. Hey, and you remember, we were just on Mount Carmel. I was outnumbered 450 to one, and I was nothing. But God showed up, and he gave me something. So why am I making this boy keep going? Because he can show up by a brook. He's done it in my life. He can show up by the barrel. He's done it in my life. He can show up by the boy. He's done it in my life. He can show up in battle. He's done it in my life. And listen to me. Some of you are saying, preacher, I'm worn out. I'm wasted. Give me that hanky and I'm ready to throw in the towel. Can I encourage you? Pick it up. Start waving it. Start singing it, because God inhabits the praise of his people. And in times of nothing, in times and seasons where you see nothing, feel nothing, hear nothing, taste nothing, God is getting ready to show up. Start singing by faith. God, he's able, He's able. I know He's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through, and He will do it for you, just like He did it for Elijah. Look at verse 44. Came to pass at the seventh time that he said, the servant, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And Elijah said, go up, saying to Ahab, prepare your chariot, get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. So the servant comes back to Elijah. Elijah, now I don't want you getting your hopes up. There's a cloud, but it's a little bitty, itty bitty cloud. Not much to it, it's just a little bitty cloud. Hold on a second. When God starts showing up, a lot of times we want to minimize God's something. Remember the disciples? Jesus was feeding the 5,000 plus women and children. Andrew brings the little boy. He said, there's a lad here. 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but what are they among so many? Servant comes back and says, now Elijah, don't get your hopes up. It's itty bitty. But there's something. Elijah started dancing. Glory to God, there was nothing, but there's something. And God, who caused something to come out of nothing, is going to cause it to grow. That's what happens right here. Elijah says, wait a minute, those ravens were little. Wait a minute, that brook was little. Wait a minute, that meal in the barrel was little. But my God is faithful. My God will do little as much when my God is in it. Amen. Look at the next verse. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. What do you call a great rain in your vernacular? Where I grew up, they call it a gully washer. Now, I have no earthly idea what that means. That's just what the old timers called it. Where I grew up, they called it, it's raining cats and dogs. Literally, when I was a kid, I go upside, I was like, I don't know if they're lying or what. I ain't seeing no cats and dogs. Where I grew up, they called it a downpour. Where I grew up, they called it a torrential rain. You know what they call it here? There was a great rain. Wait a minute. For 3 years, there had been no rain. For 3 years, there had been nothing. But because he sought the Lord, because he submitted to the Lord, because I'm convinced he was singing, he's able, he's able, my God, he is able. I'm convinced because his song, God inhabits the praise of his people and says, whoa, it's time, Gabriel, send a humdinger of a rainstorm. And that's what happened. Rained in Syria. Rained in Israel. Rained on all Ahab. Pardon me for getting my hanky out. It rained on an unnamed servant. We don't even know what his name was. But he was faithful. Man, I'm not seeing it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not tasting it. I'm not smelling it. But I'm just doing what the prophet told me to do. Again, I'm still not feeling it. I'm still not tasting it. I'm still not touching it. I'm still not. But I'm just being faithful. Listen to some of you ready to walk out of your marriage. Go one more time.
Some of you are ready to resign your Sunday school class. Teach one more lesson.
Some are you ready to turn in my resignation tomorrow? I'm done with that boss.
No. God wants to do something at that job site.
God wants to do something in that marriage. Listen to me.
God wants to do something with those kids.
Unnamed servant, he doesn't even get the applause that he deserves. When he felt nothing, saw nothing, sensed nothing, he just was faithful.
Hold on a second. Rained on Syria, rained on Israel, rained on Ahab, rained on an unnamed servant, and it rained on the old prophet of God. Been faithful for a lot of years.
Believe God for a lot of years. Trusted God in a lot of scenarios. I can see him. I don't know if he wore glasses.
I can see him if he did.
Looking at that servant. Boy, I told you, God can always be trusted. Boy, I told you, if you wouldn't quit, God would show up in your season of nothing.
And he did. Can an old 52-year-old preacher give you a word? Go one more time. Wherever you are, and you're saying, preacher, I'm just tired. I'm just worn out. I just don't think I can. One more time. God doesn't bless quitters. He blesses the faithful. And if I don't think he was a Baptist, we'll see this next week. When the rain started falling, Elijah did something that none of y'all have ever done. He started running. I don't know if he was running the aisles, but he was running. He outran, scripture says it, the fastest vehicle they had known to man at that time. He did it. Why? Because something had happened in his nothing.
And God will do, listen to me, God will do something for you in your nothing season.
If you keep seeking, you keep praying, you keep submitting to his word, and you keep singing.